Welcome to the Cabin Crew Podcast.
I was going to say we have liftoff, but I think the plane just fucking landed.
I don't think it landed.
Well, no.
Crashed.
Yeah. It crashed. Yeah. Welcome to the Cabin Crew Podcast. I'm Ben. That's Aaron. We're a New York Jets fan podcast, but today we mourn the loss of the 2023 season. It was fun while it lasted. But Aaron Rodgers is out for the season.
Yeah. It was a good good four plays that we got. Really never got the glimpse of what he could potentially do for the Jets as a quarterback. Yeah, this fucking sucks.
His life as a Jets fan, yeah. Right? Like, we had all this fucking hope. All off season long. Really fucking all year long when there were whispers of Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. Mm-hmm. They build us up, and they just always fucking bring us down, man. Why do we keep doing this to ourselves?
It's almost, when it happened, I was like unfazed. Like initially, you know, he went down, and I was like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, it was almost just like expected. Like, I'm like, yep, that makes sense. That checks out. Like, that's what happens when you're Jets player, when you're Jets fan. What? It just, you expect the worst.
Yeah. What was your initial reaction when you watched it?
I thought he just sprained his ankle. Like, I was like, ah, man, okay. That sucks. Like, he's going to be out a couple drives or whatever. They're just going to evaluate, take all the precautions. And then, like, as I saw the replays more and more, and I saw how big his calf looked and, like, the snap, I was like, damn, dude. Like, he tore his fucking Achilles. He's done. It's over.
Yep. Yeah. I was in straight denial mode to start. Yeah. My buddy I was watching the game with, Alex, he goes, did Aaron Rodgers just like hold his leg? I'm like, no, he's just shaking it out, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think he just sat down. I was like, oh, it's probably just cramps. It's definitely just cramps.
I think you texted me like, that too. I think you said, oh, just cramps. Like he's good. No biggie.
Straight denial, whole way. And then he went to the sideline. I'm like, high ankle sprain. Yeah. Yeah, a couple drives, and just as soon as you saw it on Twitter that, well, when you watched the replay, I was worried because it didn't look bad. And I was like, it's a non-contact injury.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh,
that's usually bad.
It's a
non-contact injury. Yeah, it's usually bad. Because it wasn't a bad hit. It seemed like a routine sack. I think once I saw him start to get sacked, I like pulled out my phone. I was like, all right. That sucks. And I didn't even see him. I didn't see him stand up. I didn't see him sit back down. I just looked up from my phone and I saw that he was sitting on the ground and is kind of in that like position where, you know, like something bad just happened, you know, like you ever get in some bad position and you just sit, your knees are bent, your arms are over your knees and it's just like, fuck.
Yeah. I'm hurt. Yep.
Yeah.
I've never hurt or torn my Achilles. Did you have any injury like that?
No.
So I got a new real-time job, not my Cabin Crew Podcast, not my full-time job. And my manager tore his Achilles playing pickup basketball a couple months ago. And he said, that shit is like the worst feeling in the world. And you know it as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
Like your world just goes off balance like this. So the fact that Aaron Rodgers stood up, I said, how could that be an Achilles? Like, he's a tough dude. Listen, I can't, and I know you can't, and any Jet fan out there who's listening, I don't think you can blame Aaron Rodgers for this. Like, he put his heart, his soul into the Jets. I mean, maybe blame the turf if you want to, but it's kind of like just a freak fucking thing that is sucks.
Something like a tendon or an ACL, kind of like Breece Hall or anybody. You think of any athlete that tears an ACL, tears an Achilles. It's just, it is what it is. It's not, it just happens. It's just at that point in time, his Achilles was so fucked up that just wear and tear, it just snapped, or just the motion that he was in, it just happened. It's just bad luck. And I just feel really bad for Aaron Rodgers. You know, it just, he really put everything he had into the off season and into this season, and it's just ripped away in four plays.
Three official plays, and one of the plays was a penalty. One pass, he was pressured. He went out of bounds. The ball went out of bounds.
And thank God that I did not see. I didn't catch the beginning when he ran out with the American flag. I was helping, you know, son had to take a bath, all that stuff. So I was doing all that, making sure we were done before 8:15. And I turned the TV on at probably 8:12. So I missed all that, and thank God I did. Because if I saw him run on the field with the American flag, I would have been 1,000 times more devastated, because I would have been so amped and ready to go. I was already crushed. If I saw that, I would have been like, fuck.
September 11th, I walked in my buddy's door. I go, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
New season. Like, that's, I just fucking pumped, cracked a cold one right away. Yep, I'm like, same. Let's go. Stadium goes dark. I go, you know what? Tickets this morning were $200. I know that was a lot of money, but maybe I would have done it. Like, that was just the feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. That hype was so real. Well, I'll never forget those 20 minutes.
We'll always have the off season, I guess. We have, that's what Jets fans have. We have the off season build up hype. And this was
every
year. I don't know. This was the best off season I've ever had as a Jets fan. And it's
so sad.
And my lip, I'll tell you, last night I was just chewing my lip, like biting it so hard. Now I have like a fat lip because I was so pissed off. Like, I was just like, really? Oh my God. When that happened, I didn't know what to do. I was just like biting my lip. I was drinking my beer. I'm like, this is it. Like, this is our fucking season. And the worst part is we won.
Yep.
Like, the Jets won the game, but I did not wake up in a good mood today.
Yeah, I thought I would.
Same.
It was a cool moment.
Yeah.
But when Xavier Gibson, do you want to talk about the game?
We'll talk about the game eventually. I think we keep talking about Rodgers for a bit. Yeah. And,
Yeah. Well, okay, listen. I feel the same way. I woke up feeling, you know, after a night where you're up way past your bedtime, you're drinking or eating pizza and wings, you usually feel shitty the next day. But if you feel good, if you had a great night out with your buddies, your team won, you actually don't wake up feeling too shitty.
No.
You're like, it was all worth it and life's good. It all just, I felt everything. I felt the pain. I felt the pizza. I felt the alcohol. It's not a good day.
No, and I kind of went through the stages of grief again this morning. So I woke up, I was super depressed, like just kind of in denial that it even happened. I'm like, nah, that wasn't real. And then
MRI is going to show something different.
Yeah. I talked myself into, all right, we don't know anything yet. It's all good. And I tweeted, I'm like, hey, let's take a break. Maybe they were just super kind of conservative. Maybe he didn't tear his Achilles. Maybe it's just a bad sprain and they didn't want to put him back out because we got the whole season ahead of us. I tried to talk myself back into the positive, and then news came out, confirmed torn ACL and or torn Achilles, and it was just back into depressive state for the rest of the day.
I'm getting chills as you're talking about that story, dude, because like, that's every Jet fan.
Yeah.
You're scrolling, you're like, why? Why?
Yeah.
Why does this have to happen to us again? There's no way. I was telling someone this afternoon, I'm like, it feels like a dream. Like, I finally convinced myself that Aaron Rodgers on the New York Jets this offseason, after seeing him at training camp multiple times, this is real. After he threw that touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson in the preseason game, which, hey, we'll always have that.
We'll always have that. We will.
I said, And, you know, it's funny. He said, first of many. I go, oh, I don't know about that anymore. I convinced myself that Aaron Rodgers was a New York Jet.
Yeah.
And I went out, I spent money, got excited.
Yeah.
And then I think it's going to take me a while to wake up from this dream that now Aaron Rodgers does not play quarterback for the New York Jets this season. Like, it just
– yeah.
It feels wrong. I'm expecting him to walk out of the tunnel on Sunday against Dallas. Yes.
No,
I don't know
I
why.
Know. I know. I had the memory or the picture imprinted in my game in my mind every game. He's under center, doing his hard counts, throwing bombs, electric. I think that's what I was most excited for. Just having an electric offense for once. We've never had that. As Jets fans, never had an offense where we've always had good defenses. We've never had the offense that's like scary. And this is the one year I was looking forward to it, and it's in seconds just ripped away.
It's like, I don't know when the pit of your stomach dropped out, because I feel like mine just never did. It's almost like when you get like that feeling in your throat, like you want to throw up, but you can't.
Yeah.
That's what it
feels like. I've had that since. For about 24 hours now, like eight, what was it? Like 8:25 last night, probably when it happened. And it was just like, never went away. It's just still there. It sucks, dude. It just sucks.
I want to cry.
I was on like brink, like wanting to a few times, like throughout the day and last night. And I was just like, man, It's being a Jets fan. It truly is just being it. This franchise is cursed. And I don't know. I don't know what to think of the future. I don't know what to think of this season. Still want to root for the boys, but at the same time, it's just not the same. I'm not looking forward to it as much as I was at 8:15 last night.
Are we, as Jets fans, numb to the disappointment, numb to pain?
I think so. It's just expected, you know.
It's the reality, right?
I remember, and he wants me to shout him out on this episode. I remember when the Jets first signed Rodgers, and I got so hyped. My brother texted me, he's going to get hurt week one.
Fuck your brother, first of all.
Yep. He didn't text me at all.
Sorry,
He didn't text me at all today. And probably about like 2 hours ago, I just text him like, you got nothing to say now? And he goes, what happened? And I was like, you motherfucker. You know what happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the asshole right there. Yeah.
And then you get the other side. I probably got 6 or 7 texts just being like, I'm so fucking sorry. From like all our friends. Yep. Like,
Yep. I got a couple of sorry texts too.
It's not
a good look. I mean, having sympathy from people is kind of nice. Even from a Bill show.
Yeah, we were texting with our buddy the whole time. Him. And it just feels, even after a win, we still lost.
Yep. It didn't feel like a win. Like, we maybe 1-0. And like, yeah, you're right. The offense is supposed to be the sexy part. Our defense is all world. Yeah. And I read an article today that said, yeah, maybe the Jets Super Bowl titles aren't, or Super Bowl hopes aren't dead because the 85 Bears won with a defense and Jim McMahon. Yeah. But that's not how the NFL really works anymore. You can win games with defense.
Sure.
You've got to have a quarterback to win a championship.
Again, Jets could maybe make the playoffs. Like, that's still a very real possibility, but without a solid quarterback, you're not going to break through to the Super Bowl. It's just not going to happen.
It's never going to happen. I mean, you could look at Nick Foles or like some second tier QB who said, I'm going to take this team, but they became competent.
Yeah.
I think the Jets have given Zach Wilson every opportunity to look competent in 3 years, and he's shown a flash. But he can never sustain it. Even for a whole game, he can't sustain it.
And the other thing is, they don't give him the opportunity either. you know, they, it felt like they were very, I mean, granted the game plan was probably tiered towards Rodgers and what he could do on the field, but man, they did not let Zach Wilson throw more than 5 yards down the field last night. Once, like he, it was all short dump off throws. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they say they have faith in him. It does not feel that way.
I mean, yeah, you could tell on that last drive when they got into field goal range and they just ran it three straight downs.
Yep.
They were not letting him throw. And they got the field goal and went up three. And like, if that's how this season's going to be, I do not want to watch the Jets. I'll watch the recap.
It's just,
call me a bad fan. Yeah. But
I wouldn't say you're a bad fan. It's just, it is what it is. Like, that's what the Jets, it's not fun to watch. I mean, the defense is electric. Electric. They have so many playmakers on defense. They can stop anybody. But if they can't put points on the board, I'm sick of watching fucking 13-10 games. It's fucking boring.
We had that all last season. Why do we need more of that?
For the past like decade. It's so boring. I'm not watching another Jets Patriots 9-3 game that ends in a punt return on the last play. Like, I'll waste my time.
Why do we even waste our time with the Jets at this point?
I don't know, because we love misery. I don't know, is that what it is?
And misery loves company, so that's why there's so many Jets fans. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
The pain feels good. We're masochistic in that way. I mean, fuck, dude. Fuck.
Yeah. It
sucks.
I mean, trying to be positive, you know, trying to stick with the crew, and you know, I'm still gonna be invested. We're still see what happens. Yeah. Maybe Zach Wilson will turn it on. Maybe they'll switch up a little bit of game plan here and there. But I mean, and it's not his fault, you know, he's just not ready yet. I don't think 3 months learning from Rodgers makes him prepared to be the guy.
I mean, we said on this Cabin Crew podcast very recently, we're Zach Wilson guys.
Yeah.
All on the bandwagon. I will say, Zach Wilson guy with like 2 years of mentorship from Aaron Rodgers. That was really the expectation. I did not expect him to play in 2023 unless it was a blowout game in week 17 or 18.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Their seed's already determined. He can start the game in week 17 and just coast. Not this. Yeah. Yeah. Not this. He's not there. And hey, maybe he proves us wrong. Maybe he lights it up.
I would love
it. Would be great. I'm rooting for it, but I don't know. I feel like it's going to be, they run first down, they run second down. If it's third and five or less, they'll throw it. Or I'm sorry, if it's third and five or less, they're going to run again. And if it's like third and six, third and seven, they'll try to throw, but it'll be a very safe throw.
Nathaniel Hackett will get fucking another head coaching job if he turns Zach Wilson into anything that gives the Jets a winning offense. Yeah. Like if they score over 20 points a game on offense, Nathaniel Hackett will have another head coaching job, because that would be
remarkable.
A miracle. Yeah.
No, it would be.
I mean, not a miracle, but definitely pretty damn impressive, because no one else has been able to do it.
Absolutely.
So far.
And now I've totally changed my mind. I am so glad they have Dalvin Cook now. So glad.
Yeah, we're Cook guys.
We're
for
Cook
sure,
guys 100%. Now because they're going to have to run. They are going to run the ball down people's throats now. That's just, the offensive's changed. It's not going to be a high-powered kind of shotgun, let it fly offense anymore. It is a, defenses, no. We are running on first down, we're running on second down, probably running on third down. Like,
What's wrong with that? Yeah. Honestly,
there's screen pass. There were so many screen passes last night, and I mean, it worked, but
fine.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Change the scheme, man. Just block better. Call up Zach Kuntz. Have like fucking four tight ends on the line every game, and just have either Hardman, Wilson, or I mean, do that shit. Breece Hall had two carries, his first two carries yesterday, over 100 yards, an 86 yard run. I mean, how do you not house that ball first?
Garrett Wilson celebrated a little bit too early and didn't block. That should have been, that should have been an automatic touchdown for sure.
Happens to the best of us.
But yeah, I mean, you could tell he's coming off an ACL because he got that burst of speed and then it wore off.
He showed he didn't have endurance. Yeah. Like that game last year against the Packers where he hit like what, 22 miles an hour or whatever. He's got that, just not
sustainable.
Like he's been practicing, in full for like a few weeks at 100%. Yeah. Maybe not even at 100%, just enough to not fuck his knee up again. And then, Cook, Abanikanda is coming off the IR in like, I don't know, a month maybe. And Michael Carter looked decent on third downs. Listen, the offense will be okay as long as Zach Wilson doesn't turn the ball over, but it's just not going to be fun.
No, it's not.
It's going to be run, run, run.
And again, I hope I'm wrong. You know, I hope maybe it is going to be fun. Well, we will find out Sunday because Sunday is going to be a huge test. Dallas defense is really good. Clearly against the Cowboys, they shut that, or the Giants, they shut them out 40-0. So it's going to be scary what happens on Sunday.
I don't even want to think about it. I hate to say that, but yeah, it could get really ugly really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And in my thought, I think Zach Wilson has until the bye. I think they're gonna give him until the bye. Okay. Which it's a gauntlet to start the season. They play a lot of very good teams.
Buffalo, Dallas, New England, Denver, Kansas City.
Philly. I think the Jets are lucky to be 2-4 going into the bye.
Okay. I think that's a fair assessment. I think we're lucky to be 1-0 right now.
Definitely.
So.
And not to say that they can't beat any of those teams, but it's going to take a perfect game from...
It's going to take three interceptions, constant pressure from Q and Jermaine Johnson, which they did last night. Constant just blanket coverage from Sauce Gardner, which he did a decent job of covering Stephon Diggs last night. Not great, but the effort needs to be here all the time now.
And I think the defense knows that now. I think the defense knows they're going to keep them in games, and it's for the offense to protect the ball and make the plays when they have to, which they did last night. I mean, credit to them. That Zach Wilson didn't, that was the other thing I saw. Zach Wilson didn't play practice with the starters at all. You know, he just got thrown in and he won the game. He got the W last night. He made the throws when he had to, even if they were shitty throws and someone has to make a miraculous catch to save the shitty throw. It worked out.
Yeah, I said that right before we logged on. I mean, shout out Garrett Wilson. Yeah,
unbelievable.
RIP to my fantasy team, but shout out Garrett Wilson because he can make a bad quarterback look good. And he's a talent that I'm scared will just get wasted this season again.
Think of all these young...
Maybe. Prove me wrong.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Think of all these young guys we got. You know? We got Sauce. We got Garrett Wilson. We got Breece Hall. Quinnen Williams. We got all this young talent that potentially could be wasted. I mean, when they're rookie contracts...
This is the window, man.
Jermaine Johnson, when their rookie contracts are up, if we have Zach Wilson still, if Rodgers, who knows what he decides to do, but if we have Zach Wilson still and we're the next 3-4 years are just like 8-9 or like 10-7, like just teetering on 500, they're gone. They're not staying here.
Yeah, they're not. No way.
Right?
Whole regime's going.
Yeah.
Down. Yeah. 100%.
So
right.
It's the window, like you said, window's very small. So I don't know. It's a big year to see who's going to, you know, I don't know, stay or want to stay or,
or be a Jet for life. Okay. So this is probably a good time to talk about not just the future of the Jets, but the future of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. So. Aaron Rodgers is out for the season. He's not coming back in 2023-24. And the Achilles tear is a long, brutal recovery. It's not great for a soon to be 40-year-old quarterback in a few months. And even before this season, in his darkness retreat, Aaron Rodgers was thinking about retirement. So I'm curious, we haven't talked about this yet, but what do you think? What does Aaron Rodgers do with his future?
The dude is so unpredictable too. So it's hard to say. I mean, you think of competitors like Kobe came back. They probably don't want to end their career on an Achilles injury or like a season or a career ending injury. At the same time, what does he have left to prove? You know, I know he wants to win more. He wants to, I don't know. I saw something right before we jumped on. I forget who tweeted it out. I don't know if it's a good source or not, but that he does not plan on retiring. He plans on seeing his contract out. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'd be crushed if he retired. Crushed.
He won't do it right away.
Yeah.
I'm in the camp of I could see it happening because he is very aware of himself and his limits. Like, I think he's very in touch with his body and his mind. So, like, maybe he sees how recovery is going.
Yeah.
Because he came into this training camp with, like, a little bit of a calf injury, and he, like, sat out during OTAs after showing up. Like, he was there. I know Tom Brady played till 45, but Rodgers has had, like, a bit of a history with nagging injuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while until we know. And I would love if Aaron Rodgers played one more year. I just know he's going to come out and whatever press conference he's got, he's going to say, you know, this game is a freak injury and there's more to life than sports and this is just a game.
Right.
And he's going to say that. He's going to have a great perspective
on it. Sure.
But as a Jets fan, you're not going to want to hear that. You're going to want to hear, hey, I'm sorry, guys, which I'm sure he'll say.
It would chalk up to be an all-time what if, because we would, if he does retire, we will never see Rodgers what could have been, you know, and that would just absolutely crush, like, oh, that would just be the worst case scenario. Granted, don't want to force the guy to come back. If he's not feeling it, he's not feeling it. It is what it is. We move on. But man, and someone asked me, I think it was actually the wife asked me today. She goes, well, would you rather him play in like they're mediocre? Maybe they sucked and he like wasn't as good as he once was. But at least you have that closure. You know what I mean? Like, at least you have that answer of like, okay, we saw what he could do. Now, at least this season, we'll never know. We'll never know.
Yeah. I like that answer. At least, no. If he's a 41-year-old hobbled quarterback, a shell of himself, I want to see Aaron Rodgers play at least a game or two in a Jets uniform.
Yeah.
Please. A full game.
And try to spin it. Maybe this is a blessing. Maybe this is a good, I don't know. He takes a gear, rehabs. I don't know. There's no way to spin that because he was in like the best mental spot. I mean, I think he's ever been. He was so energized and ready to go.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the motivation that he still has. Maybe he's just super motivated to want to be a Jet and turn this ship around. So who knows? Who knows? I think we just have to wait in the next coming days, weeks. That first press conference that he has eventually is just going to be telling.
Yeah, it's going to be camp. Can't miss TV, radio, wherever you get your sources, your sauces. But there's going to be a lot of waiting. I mean, I feel like the last 12 hours between when he went out, when the injury, like, hey, we fear an Achilles, to the actual MRI confirming it today was a lot of just like waiting, 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 waiting.
Yeah.
Fuck. And it's now going to be a lot of waiting, waiting, waiting. And then like you hear from him and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
More misery on the way for Jet fans, regardless of what happens on the field. I hate to say it, but there's just going to be just more bad news on the horizon.
Yeah. And it takes away from I don't know. That was one of the craziest games I've ever watched as a Jet fan.
the most watched Monday Night Football game of all time. And yeah, an amazing game. We can get into it now. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it. It was a wild fucking game. Like, it was a roller coaster of a game of just Rodgers goes down. Fucking, of course, Jets just repeat the cycle of misery. And then all of a sudden there's a little bit of hope. Wilson shows a couple flashes, and then just the ending of the game that never, again, those plays never happen for the Jets. It always happens against the Jets.
You're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Game winning, walk off, punt return, touchdown in overtime. Yeah. Never.
Never.
Never as a Jets fan.
Never. When the Bills tied it up to go to overtime and they won the coin toss, I was like, that's it. It's over. They're just going to march down the field, score a touchdown. Yep. It's done.
To quote Josh Allen, pain.
Pain.
That's what I felt. It's like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course they lost the coin toss. Yeah.
I almost went to bed at overtime because I just didn't want to see it. I just didn't want to watch just a heartbreak overtime loss. But it was the opposite. It was the highest of highs, lowest of lows in 60 minutes plus of football.
Yeah. The Bills looked dominant, I think, in the first half after Rodgers went down. Even when Rodgers was in, they were pressuring him. They continued to pressure Wilson.
Yeah.
And you're right, but it was electric. Breece Hall running for 86 yards. Garrett Wilson making that ridiculous bobbling catch in the end zone. The defense having three interceptions. Whitehead having all three.
Yeah.
And then Josh Allen just looking absolutely terrible. Awful. Like, it freaking... Idiot.
Some of those throws.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I don't know what he was thinking.
Just dumbass.
Stupid idiot.
Come on. Like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Seeing ghosts out there.
I don't know. Or is it... Like, is Josh Allen that bad? I don't know. It gave me a lot of hope. It was like, this is awesome. Yeah. But Zach Wilson never capitalized on it.
He did. And it was... I went to bed just in an adrenaline of... All right, maybe this is the year, but it all comes back to Rodgers' injury of just the disappointment and the depression of it. But trying to trick my mind into accepting what crazy of a game and win that was last night, because the Bills are a very good team, and that was a huge win. Huge win.
Super impressive. Yeah. Against a team that a lot of people think are favored. We're favored.
Yeah.
Coming into the season to win the AFC East again, because they've just been dominant for years.
Yeah.
Probably the best team in the AFC East week one was Miami.
Yeah.
But that's a different story for another day. Yep. But you can't not enjoy watching Hard Knocks, falling in love with Xavier Gibson.
Yeah.
Watching him have that walk-off touchdown, celebrating with his team. Like, you can't help but get some chills.
And the quickness of Robert Saleh to get in the end zone. He was there.
Oh, yeah.
He was there almost as soon as Gibson crossed the threshold of the end zone. Robert Saleh was already there.
Yep,
I was like, God damn, that guy's quick. But
he's got some pretty fast speed.
Yeah. And I mean, credit to the Jets, because that game could have gone the complete opposite way. You know, the players could have easily just given up and said, fuck it. We suck again. But everyone kind of rallied around Zach Wilson, was egging him on, giving him the confidence. And yeah, it credit to the guys for bouncing back and staying in the game and winning the game, because that was huge. Very easily could have collapsed.
Did the Jets rally around Zach Wilson, or did they win it for Aaron Rodgers? Because I feel like a lot of guys, even Gibson in the postgame interview, was like, A-Rod looked at me in the locker room at halftime and was like, gave me a look, and I was like, all right, man, we're doing this for A-Rod.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably a little.
Maybe they're just going to.
Yeah.
This whole season, they'll play for
Rodgers. Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I saw a few clips today, NFL Films, like, just released them maybe an hour or two ago, of Alan Lazard pumping up Zach Wilson, Garrett Wilson pumping up Zach Wilson, just trying to get in his head that, you know, you can do this. We got this. Let's just keep our head one play at a time and take some deep breaths. We're going to get it done. And they got it done.
He needs that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, everyone always says Zach Wilson's got all the raw talent in the world, and all he lacks is confidence.
Yeah.
So if all he needs is that positive reinforcement, that toxic positivity, sure. Yeah. But prove it on the field
yeah.
with like a good throw.
Yeah.
That's all I asked for.
And not to bring it back to Rodgers, but I don't know if you heard, I think Garrett Wilson was interviewed by some New York, I don't know if it's radio or podcast, it's like Bark Scott and whoever he does his show with, they interviewed.
ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
Alan and Barton Hahn.
Yeah, they interviewed Garrett Wilson, and man, this one made me almost tear up because Garrett Wilson went to Rodgers at halftime, and all Rodgers said to him was, "Sorry, kid." And it was just like, damn, like, yeah, it's fucking sucks. Like, can you imagine just being like, "Sorry, kid"? Like, I don't know, the pressure that the what else can you say? And yeah, if they run it for Rodgers, if they keep playing this season for Rodgers, you know, who knows? But
yeah.
Yeah.
Rodgers said the Super Bowl III trophy looks lonely, so the Jets prove that they can do it.
Yeah.
By making a run into the playoffs, maybe losing to a good like Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland, Kansas City, LA team,
yeah.
whatever. And then run it back with Rodgers saying, "Hey, we're 10-7.
Yeah.
You know, we improved upon last year. They got to sign a fuck ton of money to Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner in year three. Yeah. And then I guess we'll see.
And hey, maybe that's best case scenario. Maybe
we'll try to be positive.
You know, maybe getting into the playoffs this year, which is still, I think, still the expectation. I think now, before it was Super Bowl, now it's at least get to the playoffs and get those guys some playoff experience. And then when Rodgers comes in, they got a little bit of playoff experience under their belt, and Rodgers can will them to the next level. So we're still trying to be positive, spin this in some type of way that we can be excited for the future. But this one hurts still. Gonna hurt for a while.
Yeah, it's not great. All right. So as far as the rest of the season goes, you, Aaron, said give Zach Wilson into the bye.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you, does Joe Douglas go out and sign another quarterback just to do it?
Well, I think they have to regardless, just because
okay.
say Wilson gets hurt. You know, I know they said Wilson's the guy, which is fine. He knows the system kind of now. It's still very fresh with Hackett's system, but Wilson gets hurt, then we're really done. I don't think Tim Boyle's going to come in and light it up, right? So they got to get somebody, and maybe not somebody that'll make it a competition, but somebody that, God forbid, Wilson goes down, because he has been injury prone as well past few seasons. So got to have somebody that can step up. I don't know.
So you're saying just like a backup quarterback that could manage a game,
pretty much, or just a backup quarterback. Okay. Say going into the bye, they're 2-4. They're probably going to have to make a change, whoever that may be. You know, I don't know what names have been thrown out. I know there's been some crazy ones out there. There's been some, I don't know, regular ones out there that I could get behind, but it's going to be interesting who they go after.
Yeah, I mean, just to throw them out there, the crazy ones being Tom Brady, yeah. Colin Kaepernick, yep. Cam Newton. I think those would be the craziest. Although maybe Cam.
I saw Andrew Luck, too. Crazy. I'm like, he's not.
I thought of Andrew Luck, too. Yeah, I thought that one. But I think if there's any retired quarterback, it might be like Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Maybe coming out. So that's a popular one.
Yeah.
I'm actually definitely a Carson Wentz fan. I think that could be a popular one. Even Joe, like if you're saying, let's just get like another backup QB, Joe Flacco, just bring him back. He knows the Jets. He knows the team. He might not know the offense, but he knows.
He's been around the league. He can pick it up, you know?
Yep. And then the last one that got me excited this morning, Greg Giannotti on WFAN said Blake Bortles.
He knows Hackett's system. They were together in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. I love Blake Bortles just as a guy. I think he's a good locker room guy to have too. So I don't think he would put a lot of pressure to start either. He's just kind of like, if he gets to play, chilling. Great. If not, he's, I feel like cool just being there. So that would be a good one. And again, he's a game manager. I think that's what they have to find in a backup quarterback. So someone who can just, mm-hmm. if he has to step in, manage the game, make the throws when he needs to, be good to go.
Keep in mind, Blake Bortles took the Jacksonville Jaguars to an AFC championship yeah. game.
Yep.
That's impressive.
And lost to Tom Brady. So, I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like, and they were in that game, I'm pretty sure. It was a close game from what I remember. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
He could do it. He could do it. It stinks that we're having
a Joe Douglas, I trust.
Yeah.
It does. It sucks. But I know Joe Douglas will make the best decision possible. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be having to think about Trevor Siemian and Colt McCoy and fucking
Chad Henne,
Ben DiNucci. Yeah, all these guys.
Yeah.
I love backup quarterbacks, but this was supposed to be the year Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And all my hopes and dreams, and I know all your hopes and dreams, just have been crushed under the weight of this, and it is one of the worst feelings of 2023. The summer was going so fucking well for me,
and
too.
And dude, I bet Jets money line and I won. I couldn't give a shit. I was so, it was like, I woke up and I was like, oh yeah, I won my bet last night, but I didn't care. I was like, this is, sucks. Yeah.
Any other bets, bet report from Aaron, Jets bets report? Was that the only bet you played?
I did a couple parlays on DraftKings as well. Had some free bets to use, but I got that money back because DraftKings, or I got that credit back, I guess you can say. DraftKings, any Rodgers parlay, they just refunded immediately. So,
that's very
so nice. That worked. But yeah. Okay.
I do know someone who works at DraftKings, so shout out Josh. Thanks for making that call.
Appreciate it.
I don't know if you made, I don't even know if you made that call. Yeah.
If you did, worked out in my favor.
So are you done betting on the Jets this year?
I don't think so. I think I'm gonna take a Hail Mary. They're I think plus 340 against the Cowboys next week. Let's let it ride. see what happens.
A defense, man, could be special. Could be 85 Bears special.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. All right. I don't know. I know we just talked for 40 minutes, but I'm almost at a loss for words.
Same.
I think we just said the same thing over and over again in so many ways. The game was amazing. Yep. The Jets did it for Rodgers, but just the emotions of that moment last night we'll never forget this feeling. Like, I know it's terrible, but like, we'll always remember where we were on September 11th, 2023. Yeah. And I think, like, as a Jets fan, as a sports fan, like, I overheard so many conversations in New York City today, and I just heard, yeah, man, four plays. Yeah, man, it sucks. Yeah, man, Achilles. Everyone's talking about Rodgers.
It was probably the most devastating injury, at least that I can remember, of any sports franchise team that I can remember. I know there's been some pretty brutal injuries, but not the impact that this one had.
I don't want to say franchise altering yet, but definitely season altering.
For sure.
Like, maybe, like, you know, Tom Brady when he, you know, hurt his knee and they changed the rule for him. There's, you know, maybe they'll finally change the turf. They'll go all grass NFL will for Rodgers, but who knows what he's going to come out and say. I know he's a big advocate for all natural, all grass fields.
So yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot to tell in the next few weeks.
Yep. Yep.
And months.
And we'll take it game by game, day by day.
Yeah. So Aaron, what do we do from here?
I think.
What does the cabin crew do from here?
We'll get together this weekend. We'll try to have some fun at a music festival and just kind of get our vibes back and reassess. I think we're just going to reassess the season, reassess the podcast, and see where we go from here. Hate to be those people that are like, because we're not fair weather fans. We've been Jets fans for decades at this point now.
Our entire lives. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, I think there's a lot to think through and go through going forward.
Okay. We started this podcast when Aaron Rodgers signed with the
Jets.
We are a New York Jets fan podcast, but like realistically, there has not been an episode where we have not talked about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So we have to. Like, we have to talk about Aaron Rodgers, and to talk about him not playing will be the biggest topic every week moving forward. Like, that's just it's the reality. So I agree.
Yeah.
This feels like an in memoriam episode. I feel like because our hopes and dreams are dead, I feel dead inside. I don't know how you feel. My lips quivering. I just have a hesitancy to like tell you that, like, as a Jets fan, I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm going to be positive. I'm still going to root for my team. But can I get excited genuinely? I don't want to fake it.
Same. Same. So there's a lot to think about, a lot to talk through. And we'll figure it out, and we'll come to a decision probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock on Sunday when they play after the Cowboys win or after the Cowboys game.
Okay.
And
after the Cowboys win, after they beat the Cowboys, or after the Cowboys win?
If they beat the Cowboys, then, you know, full throttle. We're back, baby. But
yeah, we're doing a live episode like Zach Wilson for Heisman, or for Heisman, Jesus, for MVP. Yeah. All right, we'll see. Yeah. Sunday night, follow us at Cabin Crew Pod on Twitter/X, on Instagram, on TikTok. You know, personally, I want to unsubscribe from this Jet season.
Yeah.
I don't want any more notifications, but subscribe to us on Apple and Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. That's probably how you found us, actually.
Yeah.
So listen, we'll still be churning out content. We'll live tweet the games. Maybe Aaron will put up some moments from Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. We'll we'll still be out there, and you know, maybe it won't be weekly podcasts, maybe it'll be every other week or kind of check-in podcast throughout the season, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah. We'll think it through.
Okay. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, if you're listening, get well soon.
Yes.
Have a great surgery, healthy recovery, physical therapy, stretching is very important. Just do what the doctors tell you. No drugs.
Hey, we want you back. We want you back.
We do.
Like,
I would love him.
We want you back. So, you know, regardless of what Wilson does, if he lights it up, awesome. We still want you to be the quarterback of the Jets 2024.
Mm. Mm. We miss you,
buddy.
Yeah, dude. Already.
Yep.
All right. That's Aaron. I'm Ben. We are two very, very sad Jets fans.
Yes.
And it's only been 1 week of the NFL season. Aaron Rodgers' season with the Jets is done. This episode of the Cabin Crew Podcast is done. So if you can even find your seatbelt, just put it on. We'll try to land.
Yeah.
In the meantime, go Jets.
Yeah.
Go Jets.
Go Jets.